This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I don't know if you can hear in the background. I'll stop talking for a second. There is a noise out there. Yes, the painters are still painting. For me, it's only been mere seconds. For you, it's been a whole day. If you are listening to these the day that these are released, or maybe it's just a few seconds for you. As soon as I hit the stop button in the last episode, this noise started. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're mixing paint. Who knows? I could open the window and look, but I'm not gonna. The first word is blew it. Oh, I blew it. B-L-U-E-T. Noun from circa 1821. Any of several perennial North American herbs of the madder family, M-A-D-D-E-R, especially one having tufted stems and bluish white or purplish flowers with yellow centers. I've got some scientific names to tell you about. Let's see. The North American herbs, the genus is Hydiotis. And then I still don't know. What's this S-Y-N? I know I've looked this up before. Whatever. It says S-Y-N, and then it says Houstonia. It was that like Houston, the city? Houstonia. And then when it said especially one of them, it also says Hydiotis caerulea. That's the scientific name for this one. And then S-Y-N, Houstonia caerulea. I have some stuff to learn. Maybe eventually I'll get there. Okay, next we have blue tang, two words, noun from circa 1902. I want to say that this is the blueberry flavored of tang, but I don't think that's what it is. It is a surgeon fish that is bright blue with darker longitudinal stripes when mature, and occurs chiefly from Bermuda to Brazil. Sounds like a song. From Bermuda to Brazil, I go and get my fill. The scientific name is Acanthurus caeruleus. And then I guess a tang is a kind of surgeon fish. Next is blue tick. I think that noise is getting louder. Is it coming closer? Is it going to get me? All right, let's finish up this episode before that happens. Blue tick, one word, noun from 1945. Any of a breed of tricolor coonhounds of American origin having the white areas of the coat usually heavily ticked with black. I want to see a picture of this. Blue tick. Next we have blue tongue, one word, noun from 1863. This is what happens to me if I have a blue-flavored popsicle or lollipop or something with food coloring that probably should not be ingested by humans. Okay, this is a virus disease chiefly of sheep that is marked by hyperemia, cyanosis, and by swelling and sloughing of the mucous membranes, especially about the mouth and tongue, and is caused by a reovirus. That's the end of that sentence. And then in parentheses, it says the species blue tongue virus of the genus obivirus or obivirus. That sounds like it's very bad. And it hopefully doesn't happen to your sheep. Next. Oh, the noise went away. It'll probably come back. Next is blue vitriol. I think that's how it's pronounced. Two words, noun from 1728, a hydrated copper sulfate. CuSO4 5H2O. Next is blue water. Two words, noun from 1582. The open sea. That's the entire definition. Blue water is also an adjective. Next is blue weed. One word. Yeah, it's the words blue and weed. Noun from circa 1837. One, we have the synonym vipers bugloss. Or is it bugloss? B-U-G-L-O-S-S. And number two, a small, weedy sunflower of the southwestern U.S. with blue-green or gray-green foliage. The scientific name is Helianthus ciliaris. Ah, it's very silly. Next is blue whale, the largest animal that is currently living on the Earth, and actually, it might be the largest animal ever, even when dinosaurs are considered. That probably is false, but I feel like I've heard that. Okay, it is a noun from 1851, a very large baleen whale that may reach a weight of 150 tons, which is 135 metric tons, and a length of 100 feet, which is 30 meters, and is generally considered the largest living animal. Generally considered? Why generally considered? Who is arguing that statement? Let's see, the scientific name is Balaenoptera musculus, and then S-Y-N, Sebaldus musculus. Next is, oh, and then there's a picture of a blue whale, black and white drawing. You know, there it doesn't have a scale, it doesn't have it in reference to the size of a human, but, you know, it looks like a blue whale. Next is blue-winged teal. Blue-winged is hyphenated and then teal, T-E-A-L, noun from 1789. A North American dabbling duck, ooh, a dabbling duck, with a blue patch on each wing and, in the male, a white crescent on each cheek. The scientific name is Anas discourse. Next is bluey, blue with a Y, adjective from 1802, and the synonym is bluish. Next is, well, it's our last word, bluff, B-L-U-F-F. We are going to read the three forms in this episode and then the fourth form in the next episode. So the first form of bluff is an adjective from 1627, 1A, having a broad, flattened front. 1B, rising steeply with a broad, flat, or rounded front. Number two, good-naturedly, frank, and outspoken. Bluffly is an adverb, and bluffness is a noun. And we have a bunch of synonym information. Bluff, blunt, brusque, curt, crusty, and gruff mean abrupt and unceremonious in speech and manner. By the way, I just gotta say, those were all great words. Bluff, blunt, brusque, curt, crusty, and gruff. Sound like the six dwarves that were not used. Bluff connotes good-natured outspokenness and unconventionality, as in, did I say that word right? Unconventionality, yep. As in, a bluff manner. Blunt suggests directness of expression in disregard of others' feelings, as in, a blunt appraisal. Brusque, B-R-U-S-Q-U-E, applies to a sharpness or ungraciousness, as in a brusque response. Curt, C-U-R-T, implies disconcerting shortness or rude conciseness, as in a curt command. Crusty, spelled with a C, not a K, as some of you Simpsons fans might think, crusty suggests a harsh or surly manner, sometimes concealing in an inner kindliness. By the way, that they use the word surly, I think surly was actually one of the names of the dwarves that they used in The Simpsons. You know, they like to satire things, and I think that was one of the ones that they used for them. Okay, as in, a crusty exterior. Gruff suggests a hoarse or husky speech, which I feel like I'm getting now, which may imply bad temper, but more often implies embarrassment or shyness. As in, puts on a gruff pose. So I have a little game for you people. What would be the seventh dwarf in dwarf? What would be the seventh one of this group of seven weird, bluff, blunt, brusque, curt, crusty, gruff dwarfs? And also, what would they be called? Do they have a name? Does this group have a name? Send me an email, a message, a direct thing, you know, whatever you want. Okay, let's see. This is obsolete from Dutch blaf, which means flat, akin to the Middle Lower German blaf, which means smooth. Now we have the second form of bluff. It is a noun from 1666, a high, steep bank. Synonym is cliff. And the last word, third form of bluff, it is a verb from 1791. First are transitive. Number 1a, to deter or frighten by pretense or a mere show of strength. 1b, synonym is deceive. 1c, synonym is feign, F-E-I-G-N. As in, the catcher bluffed a throw to first. Number 2, to deceive an opponent in cards by a bold bet on an inferior hand. And then we have one intransitive definition which says to bluff someone, act deceptively. Bluffer is a noun. So our words were bluet, blue tang, blue tick, blue tongue, blue vitriol, blue water, blue weed, blue whale, blue winged leaf, bluey, bluff, bluff, and bluff. I want to pick something. Again, I think you should send me emails or direct messages on what you think the word of the episode should be. I think I'm going to pick blue tongue for some reason because that sounded crazy and weird. Yeah, sure. Blue tongue will be the word of the episode. Thank you very much for listening to my talking. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.